I'm Mark Fontecchio, the editor of SearchOracle.com. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about Oracle Exadata and SAP HANA and how those two appliances or database machines or whatever you might want to call them, how they relate to one another and maybe how they differ. So we have a couple experts that we're going to be talking to today. The first is Alex Gorbachev. He's the Chief Technology Officer at Pythian, which is a Canadian-based Oracle consultancy. And then we have John Appleby, who is head of business analytics and technology at Bluefin Solutions, which is in the UK, and they do SAP consultancy work. So welcome, guys.
Thanks, Mark. Okay, then.
All right, great. So, Alex, I think we'll start with you. Maybe you could talk a little bit about Oracle Exadata and, you know, what are some of the selling points of that. In particular, talk a little bit about, you know, how Oracle is selling the integration of the hardware and the software and how that works in Exadata.
Sure. Well, what Oracle came up with in Exadata is that they basically blended all the components and all the hardware and software stack up to the database level and even higher if you take into account Exalogic. So what they've done is they put together a very very high-end, very powerful, and well-balanced hardware configuration, which is designed to fit most of the database workload that customer run, being the data warehousing analytical workloads or the transactional and hybrid consolidation deployments. And they based it on more or less commodity hardware, except maybe InfiniBand, which is only, you know, maybe non-commodity component in there. And they come up with the whole appliance-like machine, which is also hosting all the storage and everything the customer needs. So customers don't need to assemble and spend months assembling their own environment, their own infrastructure, and they can quickly get the configuration, which is exactly the same for thousands of the customers around the world. Same firmware version, same database patch set, same ISM configuration, and so on. So they basically run the same environment down to their versions of firmware, network cards, and etc. So you don't kind of hit. So you learn from majority of problems customer already faced and has been fixed on that platform, and you get pretty stable and pretty high performance platform very quickly. Another side of Oracle Exadata is that it's packed with a special software, which is an additional to the standard Oracle database, is Exadata storage software, which basically helps Oracle moving some of the most data-intensive operations down to the storage level, where it can be performed the best, so that it doesn't need it. Basically, Exadata minimizes transfer of data from the disks up into the database stack, and the customers who choose to deploy Exalogic get another level of top of Exadata database platform itself to run the application tier on it. What unique about Exadata is that it is the platform which is pretty much compatible with all applications and all database applications out there, being it ERP, being it business analytics, or anything else. So the customers get a very universal solution which works on a very wide selection of the software and third-party vendor applications, including SAP, which is already certified SAP is certified to work on Exadata. So it's also like one throat to choke, so to say, and customers seems to like that better than best of breed approach, which was more popular like in the last decade, because like a full integrated solution is very quick to deploy and time to market is very short. And another maybe thing I want to notice is more. Exadata is not like an appliance in itself, it's more like a database platform, and an appliance solution would come usually on top of Exadata, like, let's say, the BI solution for the retail business, let's say. So I think that'd be a good summary.
Okay, great. Yeah, so John, let's kick it over to you, and maybe you could talk. Alex kind of touched on it a little bit, but talk a little bit about the connection between SAP and Exadata in terms of running SAP on Exadata, and maybe you could kind of segue into SAP HANA and if you think that's an answer to Exadata or if it's something different or kind of your thoughts on that.
Yes, I mean, you know, broadly speaking, I mean, Exadata is a database appliance. It's suitable for different types of workload. The first type of workload that SAP is certified on it is for their use as their business information warehouse. So SAP embraces Oracle. It's a huge customer of Oracle's. And those customers who run the SAP business warehouse today or would like to run it, it's really happy with Exadata platform, and I think that's low cost, well not low cost, a low risk and known quantity. So Exadata is a great product in that respect. You pay for it, and you pay for it not only in cash, but you pay for it in a tie-in to the Oracle hardware platform as well, which I'm sure from Oracle's perspective is the gift that keeps giving, as you have to add additional storage blocks. But with that in mind, Exadata is a very good database for those types of workloads. And I think the media tends to like to compare Oracle's Exadata products and SAP's HANA products. And I'm not sure how helpful that is. So HANA, in contrast to Exadata, it's an analytics appliance and a database and an application platform, kind of all in one. Today's HANA, which is called HANA 1.0 SP02, that's today's release that went generally available in July, that product is suited to analytical applications, and pretty much all custom builds for now. So we have a customer who has retail sales of 60 million sales a week, and we can pull those into a HANA appliance and get exceptional quality of reporting. And I think for those sorts of scenarios, HANA will substantially outperform Exadata, because HANA is an in-memory appliance, and all of your data sits within the memory of the appliance itself, within the main memory. So what's more, the calculation engine for analytics sits in memory. So it will read in memory, it will calculate a number crunch in memory as well, which I think for those sorts of workloads makes it much more suitable than Exadata. And what SAP have got to come in SP03 of HANA is the ability to do what they've just certified with Exadata, to put the business information warehouse into memory. And with that will come a planning engine as well in memory, which is going to be about 3 to 5 times faster than the equivalent planning engine today. So I think they've got a lot of interesting things to come, but in the end, what SAP and Exadata are today is two very different products, I would say.
So John, just continuing on that kind of thread, you talked about the future of HANA and what it might bring, and also at the last quarterly earnings call for Oracle, Larry Ellison had mentioned that Open World this fall, they're going to possibly introduce some sort of in-memory accelerator for Exadata. So do you think down the road the two might go head-to-head a little bit more than they are now?
Yeah, I mean, I think on the quarterly earnings call, I mean, the first thing I've got to say is, you know, Exadata is selling. It's selling in volume, and it's selling because it is a relatively mature solution which is built on existing building blocks of Oracle technology. Let's not forget that. HANA is not selling in anything like the volume that Exadata is right now, and that's because it's a new product, and that's okay too. In terms of what's happening is, well, SAP is no doubt trying to build an in-memory database to be the future database architecture of all of its future applications. In doing so, I've got no doubt that SAP is looking to cut Oracle out of the picture as the dominant database vendor for SAP technologies. And that's not to say that it's going to succeed, but I think it has it's building out a very interesting technology platform for that to happen on. Oracle will respond in kind, and they will look into HANA's sweet spots. No doubt they will look at building an in-memory database platform, and no doubt they will look at trying shifting some of the application crunching in memory as well. As they do that, they will reach some of the challenges that they have today, right, with that SAP had today around the maturity of a new technology. But it's now to me that in 5 years' time, these guys are going to be looking to compete head-to-head on a large-scale application appliances.
So, Alex, kind of same question to you, but maybe from the Oracle perspective. I mean, do you see Oracle kind of building out the in-memory side of Exadata possibly to, you know, try to get their customers on, you know, even more of an Oracle stack than they already are?
Right. Well, like if you look a little bit on the Oracle technology portfolio and what they have in the databases, they already acquired a couple of vendors, Oracle Coherence and Timestamp, as in-memory technologies. Though those technologies were in-memory databases, but not for business analytics optimized. So that's likely not the solution of in-memory database for business analytics. If you look at Oracle database itself, I mean, you can have a huge memory footprint for Oracle databases. You can have clusters with, you know, multiple terabytes of SG and buffer cache, and you can kind of fit most of the, pretty much all your database, depending on its size, in memory. The problem with that, why Oracle couldn't go with it right away, is that Oracle database and most relational databases, they are optimized for a slow storage IO access, and memory access and memory storage is tuned and technology-wise managed as a cache, and that requires certain you know, logs in memory and etc. to make sure that you serialize access, because the source of data is not memory, the source of data is disk, and that obviously drives some deficiencies. If Oracle wants to come up with a solution which is completely in-memory analytics, then they definitely have to change the architecture of how they manage data in memory. So that's fair enough, and based on Larry's feedback and other rumors, it does look like Oracle does exactly this, and which may come around this open world. What I kind of noticed from our perspective and from our project with customers is that in-memory analytics is reasonably small footprint today when you need, like, you know, sub-second, millisecond response time on a processing lots of data. That includes like credit card fraud detection and etc. Those things which need to run, you know, within hundreds milliseconds the whole transaction, and you need to get a quick, you know, business analytics question for each of those transactions. So in this case, in memory solutions and memory business analytics would fit. But from my perspective, that's reasonably small amount of data warehouse and BI, you know, business solutions out there. And they will probably be growing in the future, and then, you know, there'll be more market for it. But right now, it's quite limited. And most of the traditional BI solutions are not that much limited by IO stack in Exadata that we could see. So it's a reasonably good fit between what you have in terms of processing capacity CPU on Exadata and what we've seen IO subsystem delivers. And with flash storage coming up rapidly and getting cheaper and cheaper every day almost, I think we have quite a bit of a leeway in IO performance. So I see that in memory appliances, they are taking a new share for quite a bit of time in the future. And by this time, obviously customers will have, you know, something to choose from, including SAP, Exadata, solutions or accelerators, and probably from other vendors as well.
So, John, just one more question. You know, Alex kind of gave his opinion about, you know, where the future is and where the present is. So what's your thought? I mean, you know, like Oracle's really focusing with Exadata at processing at the storage level, like Alex said, and SAP's really focusing on that in-memory. What do you think the future is?
I mean, my sense is that this is probably where Alex and I would probably slightly disagree, because Gartner are saying that something like 75% of IT organizations are investing in memory for the 2012. I can't comment on the accuracy, but the interest that I see in the ability to do in-memory analytics today is enormous. I think that it transcends the paradigm of storage-based reporting. Because when you're processing in memory and you've got columnar data stores, you can process so much more efficiently for data warehousing data sets than you can by processing in a traditional row-based storage model like Oracle has. And I think even the performance improvements given with a technology like Sybase IQ, which is a disk-based columnar database, show that as well. So I think that this is going to grow more rapidly than anyone realizes. And what Oracle have done is to build out effectively a kind of a legacy technology like Teradata, a very, very good competitor to Teradata, which is going to make them very good short-term revenue. But I'm not sure how fantastic it is going to be medium-term. And I think the question is much more how Oracle responds in kind to the change in trends. That's my sense.
Okay, great. I think that's good. That'll wrap it up. So, again, thanks both of you for talking to me. It was a good discussion.
Cool. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. Thanks, Mark.